Welcome to the Igniting Hope Podcast, where you will experience catalytic encouragement and practical tools to renew your mind with truth instead of lies, so you can experience transformation in your emotions, circumstances, and influence. Let's break off self-limiting beliefs together like never before.
The title of today's message is Build and Increase Anyway. Build and Increase Anyway. This is going to be a great message on hope. This is Igniting Hope Ministries, and we love to ignite your hope. And I say pretty much on every podcast, there's no hopeless circumstances. There's just people who do not have hope. And once people get true hope, circumstances cannot stay the same. I remember reading the Francis Frangipane quote, "Every area of your life that doesn't glisten with hope means you're believing a lie, and that area is a stronghold of the devil in your life." I read that this probably 1990, early 90s, and I had valued faith and love, but it says at the end of 1 Corinthians 13, "Now these three remain, faith, hope, and love," but I didn't understand hope. And I think hope is really captured so well in the phrase out of Psalm 27, where the psalmist says, "I would have lost heart unless I believed I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, that I would see it here." And certainly we are so blessed as believers, and I trust you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're not, you're a seeker, and you will be a believer. We're so blessed by eternal life. We're so blessed by good things coming after this life. But the psalmist said, "I would have lost heart unless I believed I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." And so I take that quote by Francis Frangipane, "Every area of your life that doesn't glisten with hope means you're believing a lie. And that area is a stronghold of the devil in your life." When I read that, I closed the book. I became instantly discouraged. Because in that season, I'm trying to find one area where I have hope, let alone glistening hope, and I couldn't find one. And so then I prayed a dumb prayer. "Oh God, would you please show me every lie that I'm believing?" I should have prayed, "Lord, show me 10%. of the lies I'm believing," because I got the revelation almost everything I believed in my life was a lie, and I was pastoring a church. I had good doctrine, but bad beliefs. I had bad belief systems. And I'd realized I had only been renewing my mind. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." I realized I had only been renewing my mind with my feelings and past experience, and therefore I was just going to repeat them. Because current mind renewal creates future experience. Whatever I'm coming into agreement with today is going to transform my tomorrow, whether it's lies or truth. And the Greek meaning, I was looking at this in the Blue Letter Bible online. Wow, what a great resource, the Blue Letter Bible. I think it's .com. You can just find that where it gives Hebrew and Greek meanings. But the Greek meaning for the word joy, one of the main meanings of the, hope, is the confident, joyful expectancy that good is coming, And so hope and vision are really linked. The Bible says without a vision, the people perish. And so if I don't have vision for the future, hope for the future, then I'm starting to perish. I'm moving into survival mode, self-protectionism mode. And certainly I've been there. There may be people today who are in that situation. But hope. I was at a conference, and I'm so blessed to be a part of the Bethel Leaders Network here in Redding, California, part of Bethel's church. I'm on the team there, and what a great movement it is. What a great place for leaders who are going after kingdom culture to connect with. And then I had the privilege of speaking at the Dev International Conference. It's a network of churches and leaders. We're in Maryland, and so good. I just was so blessed by my connection with them, their leadership team. But I was really struck. They had Dove Talks, which are kind of like TED Talks. TED Talk, if you don't know, is just a short, to the point message. You can find TED Talks on YouTube and online. There's some great, great messages there where people say a lot in a little time. See, he's from, I heard this young man from Bulgaria, which is close to the Ukraine, and Russia attacks the Ukraine, and he's sharing his story. He's got a young family and all the thoughts that are going on in him as he thought about his future. And it was really powerful. It was a great hope message of someone who really is facing some great uncertainty. And, you know, what should you do? Should you leave? Should you stay, you know, in case the war comes into your country? And again, it impacted me. But what struck me is he referenced Jeremiah 29. Now we know Jeremiah 29:11, where it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you." Wow, it's the Lord talking to his people. "Think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." And so what's so significant about this is that the context of it, I mean, it's a great verse. We see it on plaques. We see it in quoted frequently in messages, social media posts. But the context is that the children of Israel, God's people, had been taken captive by the Babylonians, and they were no longer in their own land. They were taken away. Can you imagine yourself or me, you know, taken away from our country, our property, and being taken captive into a new land? Now, listen to what it says. "Now, a letter was written to them, to these captives." Verse 4 of Jeremiah 29, it says, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all who were carried away captives, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem to Babylon." Now, because of their persistent sin, the protection over them in their country was lifted, and they were taken captive. And then it says, "Build houses and dwell in them. Plant gardens and eat their fruit. Take wives and beget sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons, and give your daughters to husbands, so that they may bear sons and daughters, that you may increase there and not be diminished. And seek the peace of the city where I have caused you to be carried away captive, and pray to the Lord for it, for in its peace, you will have peace." And he goes on and talks about the prophets. But then he says, "For I know the thoughts that I have, that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." Wow, the context of that is so incredible. And you know, this podcast is called Build and Increase Anyway. They were disappointed. They found themselves in a situation that they did not expect, that they did not choose. Last week's podcast, I spoke on the blessing of closed doors. Well, the door was closed for them to stay where they wanted to be. But the Lord says, "Hey, in this new place, in this new season, in a place where you do not like, increase. Do not decrease, but increase. Build an increase anyway." And I believe that's such a powerful word. You know, I listen to T.D. Jakes a lot, and you know what? He has this message, keep it moving. Keep it moving. You just whatever you can do, just keep it moving. Keep it moving, moving forward in your family. Keep it moving forward in your finances. Keep it moving forward in investing in your future. Keep it moving. Plant, increase, build, Bill, don't get neutralized. Don't get stopped by all the uncertainty for the future. Don't get the spirit of heaviness on you where you move into survival mode and where no longer you have a vision or a hope, where you don't think there is a future. My favorite definition of hope is the belief that the future will be better than the present, and we or I have the power to help make it so. Build and increase anyway. And I just see over you right now, the listener of this podcast, that the Lord is really releasing a grace on you to move forward. We've got some powerful beliefs and declarations. You can go to our website, ignitinghope.com, and find the 25 declarations for leaders and influencers. And one of them is, my forward movement in life causes Red Seas to part. I'm going to keep moving forward. I've shared with you many times, when I first became a pastor, I was reading a pastor book, and it said in the book, the author said, I've never seen a discouraged pastor who's reading books. Basically what he's saying, I've never seen a discouraged pastor who's focused on his personal growth and isn't just playing defense, isn't just putting out fires, isn't reactive, he's proactive, he's intentional. He has an investment mindset. And this is what we're really talking about today in this podcast, Build and Increase Anyway. We're talking about increasing the investment mindset, where you're actually putting things in you, where you're growing in skills, where you're becoming better at being a spouse, husband or wife, or parent or friend, or you're moving forward. The debt mindset is just constantly placing defense, constantly playing defense. It's reactive. It's not investing. And you say, well, I'm just in a busy season. It's no matter what season we're in, there's ways to invest. We can listen to audiobooks. We can listen to audio Bibles. We can do two things at once. We have, in this day and age, with the technology that we have more abilities to invest than probably any other time. Keep it moving. Do little things. Little things make a big difference. Yeah, I'm one of the things that I do, and I mean, I teach this in the Pillars of Intentionality. And by the way, we're starting the Backlund Academy, a Leadership Academy, in September 2024. It's going to be powerful. It's going to take the concepts that I've taught people for years. I've raised up many leaders here in Redding, California, around the world through the intern program, the third-year program we've had at the Bethel School of Supernatural Ministry. I'm going to take those concepts and teach them to people. I'm going to invite people into groups of 12 is the plan for the 9 months starting in September. And I'll be sharing more about that later, but it's going to take my 8 pillars of leadership. The 8 pillars of leadership are inspiring and leading yourself, transformational beliefs, intentionality, healthy relationships, speaking life, faith-filled decision-making, the culture of gladness, and then empowerment, building big people. But it's this intentionality one that I'm really going after today, where we stay intentional, where we stay in investment mindset, where we see the end that we want to have, and we say, okay, I'm going to sow into that. I'm going to find a way to do that. If we want healthy relationships with our kids, we're going to be investment mindset. Little things make a big difference. 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there. Certainly, I'm not opposed to big things, but it's really the accumulation of little seeds. Paul said, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. We plant, we water, God's going to give increase. Build an increase anyway. Thank you, Lord, for the listener or those who are watching the video version of this on YouTube. Thank you that you are releasing right now a grace over them to build, to increase, to not decrease. And certainly, I'll just say this. I know we prune back. I know. But that's still a part of it. It's increasing because it's intentional. You know, you prune back a bush, you know, fruit tree. It may not look like it's going to do any good. It may look like it's going backwards, but it's part of an intentional plan. Oh, my, my. Jeremiah 29, we love verse 11. A future and a hope. I know my plans for you, my thoughts towards you, to give you a future and a hope. And the context of that is people who are in situations they don't like. Ha ha. Woohoo. And he says, even in that situation, bloom where you're planted. That's really the word that I'm saying. Bloom where you're planted. Don't wait. Don't wait for a better set of circumstances to come alive. Faith people who don't value hope tend to be waiting for something, waiting for what their faith is believing for to happen before they live. But faith people with hope are living while they're waiting. They're blooming while they're planted. Bloom. You don't like your job, but you believe you're supposed to be there. Find a way to bloom. You feel like you're not being valued enough by others, and other people's perceptions of you are limiting you. Bloom anyway. Bloom anyway. You have an old car, clean it out, make it look good, bless it. Yes, bloom with what you got. Hey, thanks so much. Steve Backlin here from Igniting Hope Ministries. What a privilege it is to be able to share these podcasts with you, these messages. If you like these podcasts, why don't you tell somebody else about them? I believe in this next season, I'm going to be releasing the best podcasts I've ever done. I am pressing into some things, and I am going to go deeper in radical mind renewal revelations, healthy relationship, revelation to pillars. It's going to be good. Hey, a couple things I want to say. I'm going to be in Atlanta, Georgia in May at Bethel, Atlanta. I'm going to be in Salem, Oregon also in May. In June, be in San Diego. Wendy's going to be with me in San Diego. And I will also be at Albany, Oregon. I love going up to Oregon and then be in Iowa at the end of July. And then Bethel, New York. Going to be in Brisbane, Australia at the end of August, and up in Richland, Washington, I will be there in September. Love for you to come up and say hi. Say, hey, when you come up and see me in those places, say, I'm a podcast listener. And we're doing our Abounding Hope and Joy Conference. By the time you receive this, it's going to be right there. In May 3rd and 4th. If you're in the Redding area during that time, we're going to be doing it in Redding, California. 2 days! Powerful. And we're also having our marriage course online, which is really good. And then I'm going to be doing, starting in June, an online course called Fully Convinced. It takes my book, Fully Convinced, The Art of Decision Making. Checking to see if I've got it. Nope, don't have it here with the podcast room. But let me just say this. A bad decision made in faith has a greater likelihood of success than a good decision made in doubt. I'm not talking about sinning in faith, but I am talking about attaching faith to who we are and what we're doing. Most Christians' tiredness, I believe, is spiritual, not physical. It's because they haven't attached faith to who they are and what they're doing. And they're doing things out of duty, obligation, doubt, passivity. And so this is an 8-week course. It is going to be really, really good. You can find out info on it at ignitinghopeacademy.com. If you want more, that is 8 chapters with podcasts, about 2 or 3, maybe 2 hours a week max, I would think. We'll have some online, 2 or 3 hours, yeah. We'll have some online things happening each week. Connie Jones and I will be rotating each week to be joining you on Zoom. So, yeah, if you're looking for more, that's it. Hey, thanks so much. Again, we're here to ignite your hope. I've shared so much on hope today. It's powerful. Increasing hope is the evidence we're renewing our mind with truth instead of lies. Decreasing hope is the evidence we're renewing our mind with lies instead of truth. And remember, too, the joy of the Lord is your strength. We don't need strength at the end of the battle. We need strength in the middle of the battle. You say, Lord, I'll be joyful when all my uncertainties and problems are over. You say, well, you don't need strength then. And for pretty much everybody listening today to this podcast, today is just not a good day to be radically joyful. You know, I've never found a season to be radically joyful. There's never been a convenient season in my life, especially visionary, especially people who are doing things like you. But I need strength. And so a merry heart is good like medicine. If I want to be emotionally and physically strong, I value cheerfulness. I value laughter. Some people say, well, I'm not going to laugh because it feels fake and inauthentic. Well, we do all kinds of things that we don't feel like doing because they're the right thing to do. And we don't call it fake and inauthentic. I love my wife, Wendy, when I don't sometimes feel it. I don't call it fake love or I don't say I'm inauthentic. I call it the right thing to do. And great leaders have great beliefs, great priorities, and great habits. It's what makes us a great leader. And it goes in that order. You start with your beliefs. I spend more time focused. I'll get back to joy here in a moment, but I want to go on a rabbit trail. I spend more time working on my beliefs than any other skill in leadership in life. Because the kingdom is not moved forward by good behaviors, moved forward by good beliefs. The question of the hour is not, Lord, what should I do? The superior question is, what should I believe? That's the greater question. What do you want me to renew my mind with? And I'll tell you, it's going to be something higher than your feelings and your past. But great leaders have great beliefs, great priorities, and great habits. It's this habit of joy, cheerfulness, building that muscle up, building your laughter muscle up. That is what is a blessing. And we also stir up joy through Thanksgiving, focusing more on what we have than rather what we don't have. And we stir up joy by delighting in the Lord. Psalm 37, verse 4, where it says, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Wow. Wow. The delighter's delighting with unfulfilled desires, things he or she wants to see happen that haven't happened yet. The delighter's, here's how the delighter thinks, it's childlikeness. Woohoo! Lord, I can't wait to see what you're going to do in this situation. I don't know how you're going to do it, but you're going to do it. I'm so excited to see what you're going to do. Wow. The delighter is delighting in the Lord. And it's really, it's that piece. It says, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Delighting while we're waiting, living while you're waiting is really part of the new wineskin. Jesus says you can't put new wine in an old wineskin. If I get my desire with a non-prosperous soul, my non-prosperous soul is going to cause the wineskin to burst. That's what Jesus said. If you put new wine in an old wineskin, the wineskin will burst. And so we delight ourselves in the Lord while we're waiting. Thank you, Lord, what you're doing. I can't wait to see how you're going to bring breakthrough to this listener. I can't wait to see what you're going to do in their relationships. I can't wait to see what you're going to do in their physical bodies. I don't know how you're going to do it, but you're going to do it. I'm so excited about that. Hey, thank you so much again for listening to the podcast. If you want to connect with us, go to ignitinghope.com. Love for you to sign up for our newsletter. And you can receive the blog that goes along with this podcast. And we have a lot of things going on at Igniting Hope. We believe we're in the best season of our whole life, of our whole ministry. God's increasing. He's on the increase. Build an increase anyway. There's always reasons why we shouldn't do it, why we shouldn't build. Yep, there's always been reasons why it's unwise to build now. Unwise to have children now. No. All right, hey, God bless. I look forward to being with you again on another podcast.
Thank you so much for listening. You can be a part of our live stream of this Igniting Hope podcast by joining our social media channels on YouTube and Facebook and hitting notifications. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please consider subscribing and leaving a review. Help us get the message of hope out to more people by liking and sharing this podcast. Also, we have so many more incredible resources for you, including books, events, and courses on our website, ignitinghope.com. And why don't you say this concerning the message in today's podcast? I receive it, and I'll never be the same again.